I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com, founder and CEO of RefugeMedical.com, and typically we do these things in the morning, but we are traveling, we are on the road, and I'm going to be driving tomorrow morning, so we're doing tomorrow's brief today. If you're new here, you know what to do. Subscribe, ring the little bell icon. That way YouTube will pretend to keep you updated when we go live and drop new content. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love. Of course, today's show is brought to you by Refuge Medical. We'll talk more about that in a bit. We're doing two briefs today. The one that I should have done Friday, but I didn't because I was in Vegas at SHOT Show. The one that I should be doing tomorrow because I'll be on the road. Isandring, shalom, brother. Brief one, we're going to talk about the border and a food crisis that's going on as a result. And then brief two, we're going to look at Antifa in Atlanta and civil unrest. We're also going to touch on some human and analysis concerning the catastrophic flooding in California, YouTube's tyranny, or current round of tyranny, shalom NWA Prepper, the ATF pistol brace trap, a call that I have coming up on Thursday regarding Caleb House, my observations at SHOT Show, and a bunch of other things. So let's go ahead and get into this because we've got a lot of ground to cover. The border crisis has led to some unexpected consequences in agriculture. Due to food safety concerns, farmers must destroy potentially compromised crops when an unauthorized person trespasses on the land, you know, because food safety reasons. Along the border, this means that the acres destined for destruction adds up fast. Information from the Department of Agriculture indicates that a whopping 90% of leafy vegetables in the United States come from Yuma, Arizona. One fifth-generation farmer, Hank Ozza, told reporters, quote, "We've gotten a fair amount of traffic through and around our fields and through the whole entire Yuma Valley. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just on our farm for food safety." 90% of your leafy greens, which most of you probably aren't eating enough of anyway, myself included. Everybody raise your hand, look shamefully at the wall, resolve to do better. Roger? Roger. Yeah. 90%. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just on our farm for food safety. He also said that trespassing can cause farmers to fail food safety audits, and because there's no insurance for produce farmers, the cost lands squarely on the shoulders of the farmer. After a lawsuit, the state government of Arizona has been using $76 million of its funding to remove the shipping containers that had been placed on federal land. If you remember, those shipping containers were set up as a de facto improvised border wall. Now, Arizona spending $76 million to remove them after this lawsuit. That container wall was preventing illegal crossings in areas like Yuma. Now that multiple gaps will open up, border agents have more holes in the net to attempt to cover simultaneously. Currently, the town is seeing a flood of migrants paying cartels for entry. Residents say the gangs profiting from human smuggling are the ones in control of the border, not the U.S. People coming illegally to the United States can either pay the smugglers outright, work off their debt to the gangs, or traffic drugs in exchange for the service. All of which is great. Illegal immigration, illegal labor, drug trafficking. It's great. It's good for the country. Just ask the Biden administration. They love this. Artoria said only 1/6 of y'all have hit the like button. Well, we should probably rectify that. You know, a little thumbs up goes a long way in the battle against the YouTube algorithmic robots. Hi, Nana. Appreciate you. You're thebomb.com. Back to the brief. Yuma County Supervisor Jonathan Lines said, quote, "Not everybody is able to pay for it, and they come as indentured servants, aka slavery," end quote. It's not just drug trafficking, humanitarian issues, and crop destruction either. Last year, almost 100 known or suspected terrorists were arrested at the border, 4 times the amount of the previous 5 years combined. So let's get some actual domestic terrorism going on now, too. Everything's great. Everything's great. It's going to be fine. As a brief aside, my hair looks extra poofy because I just got out of the shower. What's wrong with me? I need a haircut. Can't wait to get home. Super important. Forget domestic terrorism, food crises, border Antifa. Let's talk about my hair, right? You know what I mean. What's up, Tony Baloney? There are so many unknown people flooding into the country that there's no way to know what consequences may come of it down the line. President Biden, of course, visited El Paso for the first time this year after the unsustainable surge in migrants. The town has even posted signs warning drivers to watch out for unexpected pedestrians, air quote, thank you, Stephen Wilson, because of the increase in accidents. Border residents are complaining that the president's visit is not only too late, but merely a political stunt, and that the problem is a lack of enforcement for laws already in the books. I would agree with that. I would also agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "Let your rifle be your constant companion." And as you all know, I'm not a gear whore, but I did see a handful of interesting things at SHOT Show. One of which is the Primary Arms 1-10 LPVO. Excellent. I may have already pre-ordered one. Just throwing that out there. Because down there on the border, the land gets big. Long shots. Right? Right. And also, you should be on SAWS, Survival Applications and Weapons Systems, Patreon page, which we're going to talk more about Patreon in a moment when we come to YouTube Tyranny, because he just did a phenomenal video about LPVOs and their downsides, because they're touted as, you know, the be-all, end-all, the best thing you could possibly put on a weapon. And they certainly have good reasons to use them, but they also have drawbacks. So, recommend you go check out my brother SAW. Let's see, back to President Biden. The members, the local government in El Paso, are pleading for bipartisan solutions to close the border and allow illegal immigration to supplant the lawless chaos they are experiencing. Some point to history and say the government's reluctance to resist this invasion is a harbinger of the fall of any civilized nation. Now, as we know, because we all have done our homework and have read, what is that called? The Decline of Empires by Sir John Glubb. The Fate of Empires by Sir John Glubb. 27-page white paper. Look it up. The Fate of Empires, Sir John Glubb. That empires have phases that they go through, and there are definitive phases for, or definitive indicators of what a dying empire looks like. And suffice it to say, the United States of America unfortunately checks all the boxes. That being said, I'm still relatively bullish on the United States of America because I think we are the, shalom Stephen, I think we are the best looking horse in the glue factory, to borrow a phrase from my brother. That being said, it doesn't mean that things aren't going to get rough for a while. And I think they are going to get rough for a while. But I also think that if we put our nose to the grindstone, we can get through this thing. But there's definitely going to be go and no-go regions in the United States of America. I just came from one. I can't imagine if you simply turned the power off in Las Vegas, the chaos that would happen. Oh, by the way, there was an attack, an Islamic terrorist attack, on the giant solar farm outside of Vegas, in between Vegas and the Hoover Dam. A guy drove his car into the panels, siphoned gas out of the car, set the car on fire, and tried to damage the infrastructure there to do just that, to shut down power in Las Vegas, to create utter chaos. Avoid the built-up areas. Please, Bear Nation, avoid the built-up areas. Don't live there. And if you're going there, have a plan to get back out. In fact, I, Friday before the sun went down, was talking to a guy out front of the casino we were staying in. And he was from North Dakota, worked across the imaginary line in the snow in Canada. And he was kind of freaking out because he'd never been to Vegas before. And he was talking about what would he do if something bad happened and he had to get home. I said, well, you got to have a plan. And he's like, well, what would you do? I was like, I'd go to the truck and I'd go home. He's like, oh, you have stuff in the truck? Of course. He's like, well, we flew. I'm like, yeah, there's a reason we didn't fly. Because we have stuff in the truck, right? So if you have to be in the built-up areas, have a plan to unask the AO post haste. If you don't have to be there, don't be there. Brief number two, Antifa and civil unrest. A largely peaceful protest in Atlanta over the weekend led to 6 arrests, a police cruiser lit on fire, and the vandalization of multiple businesses, buildings, and the Antifa Atlanta Police Foundation. Bricks were thrown, fireworks were set off, paint was sprayed. It was an unfortunately familiar picture. Republican Governor Brian Kemp tweeted, quote, "Violence and unlawful destruction of property are not acts of protest," agreed. They are crimes that will not be tolerated in Georgia and will be prosecuted fully, end quote. Police Chief Darren Shirebaum said that explosive devices were recovered and also noted that some of the individuals wreaking havoc were actors who had participated in past protests. Let's also take a brief moment to just acknowledge the fact that there was another mass shooting in California, that there was a shooting at a hospital in Florida, and that's, I think, somebody weaponized a vehicle and drove it into another building since I've been in Vegas, that I can't remember the details on that because it's been full throttle. The 2024 election is coming. They, the big day, are already pushing even harder than they have been in order to get your right to keep and bear arms taken off the table. There's going to be an uptick in civil unrest. There's already an uptick in civil unrest. So again, do basic prepper stuff. Do basic prepper stuff. Have systems. Don't go anywhere without your systems. Be ready at a moment's notice to beat feet, skedaddle, get out of there. All right? And remember that all systems ultimately devolve into a man-portable system, meaning you have to be able to carry your stuff on your back. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And I don't know who we're going to elect in 24 that's going to just de facto make it better. Roger? Roger. The protest was because of the death of 26-year-old environmental activist Manuel Tortuita Esteban Paez Terán, herein known as Manuel, because I'm not saying all that shit again. He was killed after refusing to comply with authorities and firing a gun at them. One of his bullets struck a Georgia State Patrol trooper in the abdomen. Fortunately, the officer was wearing a bulletproof vest and has been hospitalized for surgery. What led to this violent conflict in the first place? Everybody say it with me. Trees. Super duper trees. They make oxygen and squirrels live in them and little birdies and stuff. Trees. Trees. Weather underground, anybody? Are we back in the 60s? What's going on here? Has the pendulum... Could be. The pendulum is swinging yet again. Trees. Well, more specifically, planned construction that required the removal of trees. By the way, let's all take a moment to clap hand for my awesome wife. Because while this guy's shooting cops over trees, my wife acquired for me, this is how you know you have a good woman. My wife acquired for me, while I was in Vegas at SHOT Show, a 12-inch drum chipper for the homestead, a Bandit 1290X. I love that woman. I love that woman. So while this piece of garbage is shooting cops because of trees, we just bought another machine to more efficiently murder trees, namely cedar trees. My wife is the best. Find you a good woman. I encourage you, Bear Nation, find you a good woman. Let me drift a little bit into commentary here just for a moment. I would love it if Antifa showed up to protest my wood chipper. I would. That'd be great. That'd be really, really great. Just saying. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And that synthesis is going to require medical intervention post-haste. Yeah. But I digress. Shall we go back to the brief? Yes, let's do that. That's right, Hegel, the Hegelian dialectic. Good job, Christopher Robin. By the way, have you seen Pooh lately, or Eeyore, or Tigger? I've not seen them in a hot minute. An Atlanta area public safety training center was going to be built in a wooded area outside the city, and environmental activists, aka forest defenders, cute, you know, sorry, I just have to. Do you know there's 400% more wooded area in the United States of America now than there was when Christopher Columbus first set his boots on American soil? Yeah. Do you also know that Bear made his first $1 million with a chainsaw? I know a thing or two about timber. I've researched a lot about forestry. I was at one point ISA certified. We have four times as many trees now than we did when the colonizers first arrived and displaced all the native peoples. Okay. So, yeah. This isn't South America where we're pushing over vast swaths of the rainforest with dozers so that we can plant crops. Just saying. But you can't tell that to these forest defenders who had been protesting the project for over a year, building platforms in the trees and camping in the woods. AKA hippie stuff. However, militant hippie stuff, as we'll see. 25 campsites were found and removed, and in those campsites, authorities found mortar-style fireworks, multiple edged weapons, pellet rifles, gas masks, and a blowtorch. Yet none of that stuff stops 556. Just saying. Come see me while I'm chipping cedar trees, bro. Freelance journalist David Peisner told CNN, quote, "I think that there's a real blurring of the lines." Listen to this garbage that this guy, freelance journalist David Peisner, says. Let's read his abysmal quote. I think that there's the real blurring of the lines in the use of the word violence. Is property destruction violence? To some people, it certainly is. But you know, this idea that breaking windows or other acts of property destruction are the same as actual violence against humans, it's just kind of a dangerous and slippery concept. You keep using these words, violent, 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 violent. The only acts of violence against people that I saw were actually police tackling protesters. End quote. The majority have openly mocked this perspective, including me, having seen the footage of the riot. Shifting gears a little bit, police were able to successfully restore order in Atlanta, but police in Houston have been having a harder time in their day-to-day operations. There are over 5,000 officers on the force at Houston PD. How do I know? They requested a quote from Bearfax once upon a time. Which is good, because they have their hands full, as we'll continue reading. The city's businesses are seeing a, quote, relentless wave, end quote, of robberies and far too slow response times from the police. Imagine that. And I'm not taking anything away from our brothers and sisters in the blue. But at some point, the system continues to degrade to the point where you are absolutely your own first responder. And we've been there for a hot minute. You are your own police officer. You are your own QRF. You are your own EMS. You are your own firefighter, because they are not going to get there in time. Life number 60, saved behind our office. 43-minute EMS response time. Okay? That's right, Just Michelle. There are no lifeguards at this pool. Okay? You, again, and especially in the built-up areas, you are your first responder. And in the rural areas, ain't nobody out there. You're still your first responder. Roger? What's up, Iridium Group? Good guys use force to intercede against violence. Violence is destructive. Force can be either. That's a good word, brother. Skol! Are we drinking Viking style? What's up, Smokey Blazer? Back to the brief. Response times to the alarms are anywhere from an hour to 4 hours in Houston, said one bar owner. Another bar owner, Sean Fitzmaurice, I'm pretty sure he sounds Ethiopian. Definitely not at all Irish, even a little bit. Sean Fitzmaurice, the famous Ethiopian, said, quote, "These guys are in and out in 15 minutes. We have a police substation that's two blocks away from us. The quickest response that we've gotten is around 45 minutes. We know that we're the ones that are policing them right now," end quote. Between theft of money and goods, as well as general damages, he estimates his costs, Sean Fitzmaurice, the famous Ethiopian, his costs are around $100,000, an amount that clearly endangers his entire business's survivability. Houston bar owners have begun sleeping in their businesses with firearms because the police response time simply isn't adequate to defend their livelihoods. Business owners have said that if this continues, they will be forced to close down. Now, I think that's a good response. I would also, if I was a bar owner in Houston, I would absolutely call my insurance provider and my attorneys and just make sure all my ducks are in a row. I used to live in Texas. I know what criminal trespassing, what kind of penalties criminal trespassing can engender. We'll just say that. Oh, did I use the word gender? I don't think I'm allowed to say that on YouTube anymore. Training, especially in a crowded bar like that, right? Well, I got a Glock 1972-59 with 135,000 pound hollow points in them, and I like to poke holes in it. Okay, cool. What's your shot group look like? Can you do that under stress in the dark? Right? I would definitely get squared away with that. For sure. Also, have a team of guys that you trust. It sounds like you need to put a security watch together. I would also document the crap out of everything. Cameras, written reports, whatever you can, document the crap out of it. They are absolutely affecting the business's ability to survive by robbing them regularly. Thou shalt not steal. Let's all walk to the rock pile, and you can tell me how sorry you are on the way to the rock pile. Know what I mean? That's the brief for today. Well, for tomorrow. I just confirmed my USCCA insurance policy. Well, there you go. A little bit of human and analysis. California, I have this firsthand account. Hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland is underwater in California right now. That's probably going to exacerbate the food crisis. And as we know, exacerbated food crises can contribute to civil unrest. So factor that in. Pray for those people out in California. I know there are good people there. I get crap from a bunch of you all the time. Every time I'm like, hey, if you're in California, move. And a bunch of you are like, yeah, there's still good people here. Well, we're praying for you good people. Also, come out of her, my people, lest you partake of her sins and receive of her plagues. GTFO. Some places are just not long-term sustainable. They're just not. It's just a fact. I used to live an hour north of Dallas. I don't live an hour north of Dallas anymore. It was not long-term sustainable. Even though I was prepping hardcore, my garage was built out. Anything you needed from a survival standpoint in the garage. Bug out trailer ready to go. Raised beds, row crops, meat birds, laying hens, meat chickens in the backyard. Right? But all it takes is one person to look over the 6-foot privacy fence when nobody else has food or power or water and realize you're doing okay. And now it's you versus the neighborhood, and that's a problem. So population density in those areas is absolutely a negative thing. So strategic relocation. California is getting slammed right now. Now, another word, YouTube tyranny. I pulled a video that would have posted Tuesday evening that was a review of the ID targets. You've probably seen them. They're made out of like inch thick rubber targets. They're basically a good replacement for paper targets. All right. And I would use them. Review in a nutshell, I would use them. So if you need some targets for your home range, get some of those ID targets. But I pulled that video because in that video, I inserted a 30-round magazine into an AK-47. And that's enough to get your channel pulled for apparently 1 week right now. And I'm just not going to do that. Not here, not on YouTube. A lot of that content will continue to live over on Patreon. So shout out to the patrons, the economic engine of the Bear Nation. I love you guys and girls. There's a link in the description of every video. You guys are probably aware that Mr. Guns and Gear, had his channel pulled down for about a week. He got 3 strikes for inserting a magazine, unthreading a suppressor, and rethreading a suppressor on camera. What I don't know, now that YouTube has this new rule that you cannot insert 30-round magazines into firearms on camera, not just the live stream. You can't handle firearms on live streams. Haven't been able to for about a year. But now, on video format, you can't do that at all. What I don't know is if that's going to be a retroactive rule. If it's a retroactive rule, if they start combing backwards through the massive amounts of video that myself and all these other channels have had, the firearms industry on YouTube will be gone like that. I agree, our First Amendment. I agree. Using your First Amendment to exercise your Second Amendment. I'm fully in support of that. But YouTube, because of Section 230, is walking the line between a public utility and a publisher. They have the tax status of a public utility, but they have the rights of a publisher. And it's a mess. And it's not something that I or anybody else are going to fix immediately, if ever. And so I would encourage you, for the measly fee of $5 a month, to check out Patreon. That's where that content will continue to live. And many, many other content creators are fleeing from YouTube right now to other platforms like Patreon, Utreon, Floatplane, Rumble. Many of y'all have said, Bear, why don't you have a Rumble channel? To which I respond, the reason I hate Rumble is because I have a Rumble channel and you don't know that I do. Bear Independent is on Rumble, right? So that's how well it works. Indiana Viking said Patreon is way better anyway. I agree. So just a word to the wise there. You will not be seeing more firearms related content from me on YouTube, and probably from a lot of other content creators, because of the YouTube tyranny. Speaking of tyranny, the ATF pistol brace trap. Hopefully you guys and girls have been tracking on that. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. The GOA, FRAC, several other organizations are actively bringing lawsuits against the ATF, which I think they should, because with the recent ruling on bump stocks, it's clear that the ATF is not a legislative body. They cannot issue laws, and their rules don't hold the weight of a law. My hope is that if we push this hard enough, the entire damn NFA will be repealed. So, I hope that that happens. I don't know that it will, but I hope that that happens. But it's yet another example of the increased tyranny we're going to see in the next couple of years leading up to this 2024 election. And of course, you know, tinfoil hats on, it makes you wonder, what exactly is the issue with basically being able to put a pistol brace on a pistol and essentially having an SBR, especially when the ATF first said, oh yeah, that's fine, go for it, no problem. And now there's an estimated 30 to 40 million of those devices out there. Okay, copy that. A pistol, and the whole idea is concealability. But pistols, actual pistols, your Glock 17 is not covered by the NFA, which is way more concealable than any, you know, short-barreled AR that you're going to put a pistol brace on, right? So the whole thing's stupid, and Jared at Guns and Gadgets has been doing a really good job of tracking all of that. So if you haven't been paying attention to Jared at Guns and Gadgets, go check out his recent videos. But the long and short is, it's a trap. You're essentially, by admitting that you have those things and registering them and avoiding your $200 tax stamp to register your SBR during this grace period for the next 120 days, giving them all of your information and putting yourself into a registry. Bad news. So, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I know precisely what I'm doing about that. Next, I have a call this coming Thursday regarding funding for Caleb House from a very large outside entity that Fathers Will Be Done should be able to secure the money that we need to complete construction of Caleb House. So please keep that in prayer. If you're new here or you're not tracking, Caleb House is our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. That means kids that have been raped by assholes. And part of our job is we go and we take the good people from the bad people and make sure that bad things happen to the bad people. And then we keep the good people until they're all grown up and restored. And then they basically become our kids. They're under our covering. We raise them up in the way that they should go so they do not depart from it when they are older. So please keep that in prayer. Yah's will be done, not mine. Whatever he wills, I will accept it. But prayers of intercession for his will to be that Caleb House is fully funded would be extremely welcome. Next, commentary on SHOT Show. A lot of the big firearms, thank you very much, Tarpon Yellow. A lot of the big manufacturers completely avoided any even suggestion of non-compliance with the ATF and had nothing with pistol braces out, not even a little bit. And I like to watch people, even if I don't like to interact with people all the time. I like to watch people. And it occurred to me that all these firearms channels that are out there, many of which are, you know, gear review channels, but a lot of which are Second Amendment channels that like to talk a lot about shall not be infringed and, you know, all enemies foreign and domestic, that are now fleeing from the YouTube platform for good reason. I don't begrudge them that at all. But it occurred to me while I was there that there's several other things that these influencers can talk about related to firearms, if not directly talking about firearms. And two things that stand out immediately to me, gazing upon 50,000 or so people directly involved, upper echelon folks in the firearms industry, two things that should absolutely be discussed and are not discussed often enough. One is PT and the other is training. The reason my hair is so fluffy is because I just got out of the shower, and before I was in the shower, I was on the treadmill. Now, I am not the world's most fit person. I was fat about a year ago, and I've lost 52-ish pounds in the last year. And I intend to lose a total of 100 pounds so that the next time somebody bitches and moans about how hard it is, I could say, cool story, bro, shut up, I lost 100 pounds. Okay? But PT in the firearms industry, you either have the super buff tactical operator guys, or you have people who have been avoiding the treadmill, avoiding rucking, avoiding doing PT, and shoving everything they could possibly fit into their gullet. So if we're going to have an honest conversation around firearms, including their usage, it doesn't matter what kind of Gucci gun you have. If you can't run 300 yards, it doesn't matter. If you can't carry a rucksack, if your boots aren't broken in, doesn't matter. Gravy SEALs, that's exactly right. PT in the firearms and prepping industries, exactly, Iridium Group, exactly. PT matters, and it is something that the industry as a whole is falling generally flat on its face on. The other is training. Now, it's safe to assume that everybody at SHOT Show is a firearms enthusiast, right? I got muzzled, 300 times. Now, granted, the guns aren't loaded, right? But I saw more fingers on triggers and more muzzles pointed directly at my face than I can count. Dude, let's start with weapons handling. Let's start with, can you shoot that $4,000 Daniel Defense? Right? And I don't mean like you have it and it's a safe queen and you take it to the range occasionally. I mean, can you actually use it? Can you hit a paper plate at 300 from all positions? If the answer is no, STFU. You're not an influencer at this point. Not in my mind. You're dangerous. If you don't have muzzle discipline, if you can't safely handle a weapon, absolutely not. And so I just wanted to point out a couple of observations from SHOT Show here. And again, I'm not trying to piss in anybody's Cheerios. I'm simply pointing out that as an industry, there's still a long way to go. Last observation from SHOT Show, there were 4 medical companies there. 4. 13 miles of booths, 50,000 people in attendance. And I carried a rucksack, a big one, for 3 days while I was there. And I got a lot of looks like, why is this guy rucking through SHOT Show? A, PT, and B, because I'm going to start selling this rucksack to y'all, and I want to make sure it's a good one, and it is, before I sell it. Make sure it works, and it does. And there were 4 medical companies there, 2 of which we are in their top 3 national vendors, TACMED and North American Rescue, and we had great interactions with them. Another one, Rescue Essentials, was another one of our vendors, had a great interaction with them. The 4th is They Who Shall Not Be Named, who still insist that the Rapids tourniquet is a tourniquet. Thank you, Neil. It's not. It's not a Committee on TCCC recommended windless tourniquet. It's not a tourniquet. It also loosens when you move a casualty. So why people are still trying to peddle that piece of shit off as if it's life-saving medical equipment, I have no idea other than its price point. Very few people there, including law enforcement officers, knew how to use tourniquets. We taught more people how to use tourniquets than I can count. Nobody, and I mean like nobody, but us and some of the law enforcement actually had medical gear on them. We're surrounded by, I think it was like 6,000 firearms. Nobody had medical equipment. Nobody. Oh, and there was an aid station 2 miles away from the farthest part of the show. And just overall, there have been negligent discharges at SHOT Show in the past. So going back to that training and muzzle discipline, yeah. So, some quick SHOT Show observations there. That's the show. I want to give a couple of quick shout-outs. If you're one of those people that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, I do appreciate you, but this is your invitation to beat feet, get out of here, have a blessed day, skedaddle, shalom. Today is the last day. All those rucks and no IFACs. We had lots of IFACs. We had lots of rucksacks. I didn't see anybody else carrying medical gear, and we asked a lot of people. Today is the last day for promo code SHOT23. Bear, what's your opinion on Demolition Ranch? Matt is an awesome guy. Very nice guy in person. We actually met and had a conversation with him. Really great guy. Super humble, super kind, funny. He's really funny in person. Who you see on camera is exactly who he is in real life. Today is the last day for promo code SHOT23 at refugemedical.com. That gets you 10% off everything in the store, which is, of course, always HSA and FSA eligible. All of it. Okay? So 10% off everything, plus free domestic shipping, plus you are entered into, if as long as you use that code, entered in to win. Thank you, Justin. I'll read your comment in a moment. Entered in to win a brand new Stomp 2.0 made in America. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal kit. It's a hospital on your back. It values over $1,500. So use that promo code SHOT23 at Refuge Medical today. Also, please do me a favor. Please don't be one of those people that buys like a $2 item from the store over and over again that costs me $8 to ship. Just buy something once, you know, preferably something that you need. Please don't try and game the system to win the stomp bag. I don't look kindly upon that. So you can also use code SHOT23 at refugetraining.com. Today's the last day for that, and get you 10% off of any training class in the country at refugetraining.com as well. So your promo code is SHOT23. 10% off, free domestic shipping, entered to win a stomp bag. Okay? Grindstone Ministries, which is our ministry. You can get your swag there, your Caleb House swag, hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves. There's a link in the description, also a link for online giving if you'd like to support our ongoing operations to rescue and restore juvenile human trafficking survivors and our deployments to areas that have been thoroughly schwacked by hurricanes and tornadoes. You can find that link in the description. I want to give a special shout out to a mentor of mine who I was talking to on the phone earlier today. His name's Danny from Vine and Branches. Vine and Branches Fine Woodworks. If you are in North Texas, Dallas area, even as far down to Waco and as far north up to Oklahoma, and you need something made of wood, cabinets, tables, anything you can make out of wood in your house, stair treads, handrails, he's doing custom signage for Refuge right now. He's doing display cases for Refuge right now. Anything, you know, tables, chairs, cabinets, slab work, anything that can be made out of wood. Need a home office, you know, remodeling the kitchen, need a new dining room table, whatever it is. Look up Vine and Branches Fine Woodworks, and don't tell them I sent you. Tell them the Most High sent you, okay? Vine and Branches Fine Woodworks. That is where I learned how to work wood, and he taught me everything I know about how to work wood, and that man is a master craftsman, a man of God, and absolutely worthy of your business if you're in that area. Also, AdventureFrontier.com. If you need body armor or prepper gear, check out our brothers at AdventureFrontier.com. They've got all kinds of good stuff. We thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with them while we were there. So AdventureFrontier.com. Also, our bros from ARFCOM really enjoyed hanging out with ARFCOMAR15.com, so check out their content. They produced like 80 videos at SHOT Show, and it was just a really great time hanging out with them. Loved it. Loved it. Really good guys, great people. Who you see on camera is who they really are. They're awesome folks. You know, and then our friends at North American Rescue and Tactical Medical Solutions and Rescue Essentials and everybody else we met, you know, Jerry and Lena and Kay and Justin Michalek, awesome people, and Matt from Demo Ranch, and you know, Philip from Waft, and just everybody else that we ran into. Ian McCullum from Forgotten Weapons, great dude, like absolutely thoroughly enjoyed it. So yeah, say hi to all those people from the Bear Nation for me. That's the brief. I've got to put clothes on now and go eat dinner here in a moment. I will be on the road tomorrow, so no brief tomorrow morning. That's why we're doing it today. I appreciate you all very much. I hope you have a blessed evening, and I will see you soon. Shalom, everybody.